Hereford and Worcester. I'm Malcolm Boyden. Good morning. Now I'm in the garage. Well, I say it's a garage. Last week it was a wrestling rink. Today it is a Morris dancing arena. Yes, it's an old English tradition that dates back more than 500 years. Well known in England before the Spanish Armada, the Gunpowder Plot and even the War of the Roses. But now have a listen to this. Oh, they've started already in the background heckling. Stop. Yeah, yes. I'll give you a banging on the drum. That's Barbara, that is. She's going to be trouble. You mark my words. Trouble. Anyway, this is the point. A talented group of visually impaired Worcestershire folk are proving that they've got what it takes to be Morris dancers. They're called So Excited. I beg your pardon. What are you heckling for now? What do you mean you don't
say? Listeners won't recognise who we are saying it like that.
Oh, how'd you say it then, Shirley?
We are so excited!
Ah, you see.
It's your turn now.
They're called We Are So Excited! And here they are in action. Have a listen. In the garage at Hereford and Worcester, sporting high-vis yellow tatters, and they're based in Malvern. And you know, they're making a real wave across the county. In fact, they're the only known visually impaired group of Morris dancers in the whole of the country. Come on then, Shirley Sheridan, she's told me off
yes.
already.
Well, yes. Exactly.
You've got to get it right though, haven't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, yes.
How are you?
Oh, fine, great. And I'm keeping fit, because I'm dancing every week.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about this group then. How did it come to be in existence?
Well, we all knew one another because we go to a support group in Malvern run by Sight Concern, helping visually impaired people. And our support officer, Jenny Douglas, well, she's been a Morris enthusiast for years. And she thought it was a great way for us to keep fit. And, of course, we didn't really realise how far it would go, but we are all absolutely loving it.
In fact, it's going very, very, very well. You're proving to be very popular on the circuit and off it, really, for people who didn't really know, if you like, that they wanted a Morris dancing troupe in town. You're there.
Well, yes. A couple of people, Jenny Chesney, was very familiar with Scottish dancing, and we have a member, Arnold Penny, who enjoyed country dancing before they lost their sight. And so they were very enthusiastic at joining Morris dancing. And so the rest of us, well, it's a case of let's have a go and see what happens.
When and where do you perform, Shirley?
Well, we practice at Pulbrook Village Hall. And that's a venue that basically everyone can manage to get to, because some of us do rely on public transport. And the pub next door, the Three Horseshoes, well, they've been so accommodating towards us, and we have a hold our meeting there afterwards.
You've got your dog here. What's the dog's name? The dog's beautiful.
My guide dog is called Taylor.
Does she dance, Taylor, or he?
He is our star performer, even though he's got two left feet.
Two left feet. He's a bit like me.
That tells you the talent of the rest of us, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But he does have four legs.
Yeah, so he's got two legs extra, but the problem is he's got four left feet, actually. So he's doubly badly off.
He does his bit.
Of course he does.
And of course, during our practice session to begin with, he wanted to join in. Because when I listen to the radio at home and tunes, I get up and do my little jig. And of course he thinks it's playtime and does his little bit as well. So when I started dancing as part of the Morris group, he thought, playtime, let's join in. But of course it wasn't supposed to be about him, it was supposed to be about us visually impaired people. But with one of the dances, he just automatically at the end got up and joined in. And so we've now incorporated him into that dance and he just loves it.
I'm going to meet some of your members now. This is Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hiya.
How long have you been dancing?
February. I never danced at all before then.
Really? You're absolutely new to not even Morris dancing, but dancing?
Yeah, I still can't dance now, to be honest.
Doesn't matter. What does it mean to you being part of the group and taking part like this?
Yeah, it's really good. You get to socialise every Friday. Yeah. And the dancing is good. The pub's better.
Yeah. Oh, he's only in it for the booze. I got it.
Got dragged along because me...
Morris Minard.
Yeah, because me missus got into it, so that was that. Yeah.
Your missus is here. She's a nice lady. She's named Sarah.
Hiya.
So you two met before the Morris dancing, and through the Morris dancing, your love grew, and now you're a couple. You're married.
We are, yes.
It's a lovely story.
We tied the knot Saturday.
Yeah. I hope you had Morris dancing at the ceremony.
We definitely did. Yeah. We did a dance just for us. Called Walker's Wedding, because I'm now Mrs. Walker, and it was fantastic. Good. It was really different.
Good. Well done. And then we have Jane over here. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
How long have you been at it?
Since February.
Yeah. And what do you think it's added to your life? What's it brought to you?
New friends. I keep fit.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been to some nice places to dance in public, so it's shown members of the public what we can do.
And all members of the public see what you can do. I would imagine quite a few of them are quite surprised at how good you are and how you do it. And so the reaction, I would imagine, at the end is fantastic, isn't it?
It is. Unbeknown to us, we've actually had members of what we call professional Morris sides that have been watching us.
Yeah.
At the end, they've been told that we're all blind and partially sighted, and they're staggered at how good we are since, you know, as we've only been going since February.
And you're the first one in the country, and you're setting new ground. You are trendsetters, and you even have a monkey on top of your stick. Shake your bell for me. And Jenny, hello Jenny.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And do you echo really what the others have said in terms of how good it's been for you and how much you enjoy dancing?
Yes, because personally it's quite hard when you lose your sight and you can get very depressed and down. And this has really cheered us all up.
Well done.
And brought us all together.
You're going to do a bit for me, Shirley. Very soon. Well, when we come back to you, just about 11:30 just turned, I shan't be dancing with you on account of the fact that, like Taylor the dog, I'm too left-footed.
But we do like audience participation.
Oh, no.
We get our entertainment that way.
Of course, I've forgotten one lady, the heckler at the start, and she's Barbara on the drum. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Yeah, will you play that drum for me when we come back?
Oh, I will.
No, not now, when we come back.
All right, then. Okay. All right, then.
I told you she'd be trouble. Didn't I?
I'm not trouble.
No, you're not trouble.
No. I'm the granny of the group.
You are the granny of the group. I would have said you're, what, 48 years old?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Pert.
I'll come here again.
Do you know what? It's lovely meeting you. Shirley, with your permission, I will come back into the garage and we can do some dancing and some further talking in a while. How's that?
Yes, absolutely lovely.
Well done to you. Well done to them all there. I'm going to get this right.
So excited!
And they're the first in the country. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's Malcolm Boyd and here's Shakira.